This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's not just the death of the key Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia that sends up emergency red flags. It's the open announcements of preparation with toe-to-toe war against Russian troops using U.S. and other troops, NATO troops, in Ukraine and in Syria. Mainline analysts saying the buildup to World War III is intense. Not my words, theirs. We have those in the stack. We have the U.N. telling national governments how to behave. Mainstream news reporting on that. We've got scores of news articles making fun of me, saying I'm warning of the U.N. regulations and treaties, that it doesn't exist. I mean, it's just total schizophrenic behavior. Absolutely schizophrenic behavior. Where Antonin Scalia's death sets off hysteria, conspiracy theories. Alex Jones thinks that we're under U.N. treaties and U.N. control. Well, here's the London Independent today. United Nations warns U.K. government to stop tasering children, or says they'll bring them up on war crime charges and violation of the Geneva Convention. And regardless of what you think about tasers, the U.N. is the most abusive group towards children I've ever found or seen. I mean, their sex scandals are every 5 minutes. The sex slavery, the drug running, the corruption. It's a diplomatically immune legion of doom. I mean, the U.N. building ought to, you know, fly around like its own spaceship and just land at villages and murder everybody, because that's about how bad it is. As an allegory, I'm not saying it actually does that, in case Rachel Maddow is confused. And they just make jokes, and then right here, United Nations warns UK government to stop tasering children, they're going to come after them. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with, but I have to behave myself today because I need to get to all the election news, I need to get to all the economic news, I need to get to the other political news. I mean, it is crazy. But the Scalia thing is that Rosetta Stone, is that key. There's so many other keys as well that if you understand that, you understand everything, because this is just spectacular. Spectacular. What's going on? And then I suddenly saw last week, this weekend, scores of articles, because I'm surfing around looking at headlines, and I saw it on CNN and Fox, and it was, when hackers turn off your lights and they go, oh, all your major appliances can be hacked and taken over. In fact, they're designed to be wide open. Your security cameras, your dishwasher, your stove could burn down your house, hackers. I mean, I try to put appliances in my house that they're just old-fashioned and just don't have all this wireless crap that never works and screws up constantly. You know, you try to put a cable system in your house that doesn't have cameras and microphones and isn't tracking everything you do. You just can't do it. And then it doesn't even work good on top of it, because it's not designed to bring you entertainment or information. It's designed to spy on you. Your phone is a social control system to track everything you do, follow you around, and then the apps and the video games and the toys and the cameras are secondary for your pleasure. It's there to be psychologically assessing you with algorithms at all times, and the CIA admitted it 5 years ago. And we would talk about it. What Petraeus and others said in the news, we already knew it. We told you decades before. But it didn't matter. They would have articles going, Jones is insane and believes that your washing machine or your stove is going to be listening and watching you. I was quoting Petraeus in Wired magazine, and it was the headline. And they knew that. They were editing the tapes to make it sound fantastical and as if I was saying it. Like talking about all over the Western world, amphibians and fish are becoming asexual or bisexual or losing their fertility from the runoff of what we're drinking and eating, the glyphosates, the rest of it, the cocktail. They have had thousands of articles that I'm obsessed with gay frogs. Out of context. There it is. CIA chief will spy on you through your dishwasher. Wired magazine. 2012. See? But the media attacked me on that, and I said, listen, I'm not attacking people that would be naturally, quote, gay. I'm saying there's proclivities with certain hormones and chemicals to confuse male and female sexuality if you would have been inclined towards the dominant, you know, default straight setting. And then I showed Pentagon documents how they admitted they were doing this to the public. And so their response was just to say, I'm obsessed with gay frogs.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
More than a decade ago, and I've done countless articles and reports about the new light bulbs that were mandatory under UN regulations to be installed worldwide that we've now adopted under federal law, causing cancer and brain damage. And here is a mainstream news article from Tel Aviv, from French news agency. New Israeli study, artificial light causes weight gain and cancer. You know, I thought I'd just mention that because the media has made fun of us for that as well. We were just going off the top scientists, you know, just like cell phone radiation is known to cause cancer. We're just being honest. We have a whole other stack of articles here getting into glyphosates admittedly causing cancer and how they told you it was totally safe and good for you when they knew full well in rat studies in the 60s that it actually grows tumors. It's so carcinogenic, it makes my head spin. It actually grows tumors. It's a miracle grow for mammals to die. So it's miracle death. You've heard of miracle grow, which, of course, isn't a glyphosate. It's fertilizer. I'm saying that the glyphosate, Roundup's its brand name, the good folks at Monsanto, is basically super tumor grower. So if you like to check out and get off the planet real quick, hey, I understand. Just we're the evil conspiracy theorists that told you about that 20 years ago. Because, you see, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. In time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. That's why, within 30 minutes of Scalia's death, I went on air and said we should investigate foul play. There must be an autopsy. If they don't want an autopsy, and the fact that they instantly said, we're not going to investigate, this doesn't look like it could be any foul play, an anonymous federal phone call, different stories changing. He died of a heart attack. He didn't die of a heart attack. We don't know how he died, but we know it was natural. The story changed over and over again. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I saw this last night. I did the research, actually, Saturday evening, but wanted to give it more time for stuff to come out. And his statement about how he had dinner with him that night, the owner of the ranch, with all these guests, and what he talked to Scalia about, and then what he said about Scalia, and then he comes there in the morning and he goes in to check on Scalia, and Scalia's dead with a pillow on his face. And who is the owner of the ranch? John B. Poindexter. No, not Admiral Poindexter of the Total Information Awareness Network in Iran-Contra. But John Poindexter is a third-generation Texan and military veteran and an entrepreneur who lives in Houston and Big Bend region of West Texas. This is from his biography. In 2009, the presidential unit citation was conferred on John's Vietnam command of four decades earlier. Alpha Troop. 11th Armored Cavalry Regiment. You know, I don't know about the Army research in these groups. I mean, this guy is a on-the-ground commando killer. And then it goes into all his decorations in Vietnam and secret operations. Boy, this is a very friendly person. The nation's highest decoration for combat unit was awarded to Alpha Troop for the truly extraordinary rescue against all odds of an American infantry company that was facing certain annihilation. The granting of the decoration was commemorated in the national televised ceremony in the Rose Garden of the White House, presided over by President Obama. And then it goes into how what a big buddy of Obama he is, and a big contributor to Obama, putting to him, and his military service portion, John graduated and got education, began in Financial Center in New York City. He joined Solomon Brothers, Building 7. Worked in Building 7 for the CIA and FBI and all that. There wasn't a more elite building in the world that was private than Building 7. That was the command base of New York. FBI, CIA, NSA, Army Intelligence. But within a few years, he transitioned into private equity investment later, and he became a partner with Smith Barney Venture Company, an affiliate with Smith Barney, Harris Upham, and later in 83, he was managing partner of the two investment partnerships, KD&P Equities and J.B. Poindexter & Co., and acquired companies with aggregated revenues of more than $1 billion a year. I'm going to stop right there. And Watson's writing an article right now digging into this guy. I'm sure he's a wonderful person. We just need to have an investigation. And I'm sure he wants one. Oh, I'm sorry. A judge ruled that the next morning that there'll be no autopsy, and they wouldn't tell us what was going on, but he found him with the pillow over his face. And he added there was a pillow over his face. That was a very nice little added message to folks that have more than a 75 IQ. Thank you, Commander, for your statement. We really appreciate that. But again, there's no political assassinations. There's no intrigue. I mean, Hillary really did win 6 coin tosses in Iowa to win the key delegate. And she really did lose by 20 points, but still got more delegates in New Hampshire. Nothing's happening. And Ron Brown, the Army coroner, said had a 45 bullet hole through his head. So had a bunch of other people on board the plane. That was the Commerce Secretary who said he'd bring the Clintons down. They tried to bring him down. They actually brought him down. I could go on for a long time here and the death behind the Clintons and the rest of it. And I'm not saying who killed Scalia if he was murdered. I'm saying maybe he wasn't murdered. Maybe he died of natural causes like JFK did in 1963. And we have footage of that. Can we cue that up, please? Now, the Daily Democrat now, though, the newspaper, is telling us about his last hours on the Texas ranch. Isn't that sweet? But before I go further into this, let's go back. Poindexter's made more statements now. Eventually, Poindexter entered the silent room apprehensively. I was worried I was going to find something very tragic, he said. Well, his earlier quotes was that Scalia was fine, and it was 9 o'clock, and he said he was tired, and went to bed, and then he didn't come to breakfast, so he came to look on him. But now he was afraid he'd find something very tragic. Man, the PSYOP is deep on this one. Like Building 7 had a lot of depth to it, didn't it? It sure did. And its own little railway station and things. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's continue here. You used to work there. You're a nice person. Here, let's go ahead and show. This is footage for the mainstream media. I agree that there's no foul play in Justice Scalia's death. We're showing for TV viewers the Zapruder film. Anybody that wants to see the natural causes, of course, there shouldn't be an autopsy of JFK. And, of course, we shouldn't look into it or ask questions. See, I'm officially telling you he died of natural causes, just like Scalia, but there will be no autopsy. That's completely normal. Now, I'm not actually saying that Mr. Poindexter is a bad guy. He's probably a wonderful person. Maybe he did just come in and magically feel like he was going to find something tragic and then found the pillow over the face and everything. But this narrative is so twisted, and they've changed the story so many times, it's almost like now they want us to think he was killed. This is just over the top. That you've got a guy with a total intelligence cutout, sheep-dipped background at the highest levels and billions of dollars, and this is where Scalia goes to go dove hunting at this private hotel, and then he sits right next to this friendly fellow, this Obama supporter, and then all of this happens. Well, let me just say, from an eighth or ninth generation Texan to a third generation Texan, Mr. Poindexter, we're going to investigate this, and we're very hopeful that you and others, when we come down to your place and everything, I know it's private property, but I'm sure you're going to want us to check in and pay to stay there and everything. $500 a night for your smaller rooms is fine for us for an investigation. Maybe I'll come on down there but I bet it's sewed up tighter than a drum down there. Just something tells me that. But let's go to Joe Biggs, and then we're also going to go to Kit Daniels, who is in there in the news center. I tell you, you look at all this, NRA, Scalia death puts gun rights in jeopardy. Anthony Scalia's death could mark the end of the Constitution. GOP candidates urge Senate to block Obama's Supreme Court pick. Then we got the report here again with a pillow over his face. But for me, it's the instantly reporting an anonymous call. Obama knew hours before. It comes out of a small TV station, and we're told nothing to see here. The body's been flown back to Virginia. Just you're crazy to ask questions, Joe Biggs. I mean, I guess we're crazy to ask questions about Kennedy, too.
Very interesting. I mean, like you said, John Poindexter was a millionaire who gave money to the Democrat Party. This guy was awarded military honors from President Obama. Now he has this ranch that he comes to. He's coming towards the end of his term. He said he would change America. This is his time to do it. With Scalia being gone, then they can appoint someone like Loretta Lynch. If you go to Drudge Report right now and actually pull up on the left side of the top up there, it shows that they are talking about Loretta Lynch possibly being the person to fill his shoes. What happens when you take out someone like that? He was a true conservative. He was the only one we had in there. You bring in Loretta Lynch into this situation, what happens? Obama can really change America.
That's it.
And then what happens? You bring in a socialist like Bernie Sanders or someone who's completely evil like Hillary Clinton for that final blow. This is probably
the most. This is the final assault. This is the beginning of the final war.
This is the most important thing we're going to see. 2016 will be the biggest year of our lives.
Deciding the future battle space.
Exactly. I mean, to see what's going to happen with this. You know, and we've got footage. I think they played it yesterday with David Knight as well, how the CIA had this heart attack gun. It's this high-powered pistol that shoots a frozen round into the body, only leaves a small prick, and then simulates like a heart attack, a myocardial infarction or whatever like that. And that's all that's left. So if they go,
and the point is, they have these, they do these
tools. They
political killings are classic, but this is old fashioned pillow over the face. Hold the old guy down. You get three guys on him, one on the legs, one in the midsection, one on the top, and then smother him. You can kill him in 2 minutes.
But Poindexter's,
he was old. He wasn't in great health. I could kill him easily, personally, by myself. It's sick. Stay right there, Joe Biggs, because you're a trained killer. You can tell us more about killing straight ahead. And we've also got our good buddy Kit Daniels popping in.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing, even when your wallet is open. Imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
I've been watching. I've been waiting. I was just talking to Anthony Gucciardi and Buckley back there in one of the newsrooms. And I said, this is a bold move because people don't buy into the system anymore. It's very obvious. And I said, what's your dead reckoning? And Anthony said, they left the pillow on his face. They told us about it. They told us no foul play instantly, and then had a judge order no autopsy instantly. It stinks to the heavens with the timing and the rest of it. And then he goes out to the middle of nowhere to a place with a Democrat black ops army commander who worked in the most shadowy CIA-run brokerage firms that quarterbacked the whole deal in New York. I mean, these are the names. And they come out and say things and change the story over and over again. This is either the worst handled story ever to make us think they killed him or somebody killed him. I mean, folks, I'm an expert at this. This is all I do, okay? And all the big brains agree. I don't know what Madsen's going to say coming up, but he's a smart guy. I'm going to send him down there, by the way. Madsen's getting ready to get on a plane today, and I'm sending more people down there. And I'm letting them know we're coming. So you want to act like it's bad, we're coming. I'm sure you're good people down there. No, no. If there was foul play, somebody might have snuck on there and done it at night because he was coached into going by who? We need to find out and ask some questions. He's the investigation without his security detail, which he always has, to the middle of nowhere with this guy that made tens of billions of dollars, you know, in the aggregate for his company, hundreds of millions himself reportedly, who gets awards from Obama to a Democrat-run facility that all these liberals go to with no security. Before I go somewhere, folks, I look at who owns it and who's around it. Because let me tell you how the Democrats operate at the low level. They will call the police on you if you walk out of a restaurant and have one beer. And the cop will pull you over and, you know, that's the story. They will make stuff up about you. They will call the neighborhood association on you. That's just what they do. Have you seen all the Democrats in the news saying, let's make a movie about killing conservatives, let's kill conservatives, let's kill the Tea Party, all these professors? They're playing dirty. They're taking over. I'm going to hold you guys in the next segment. We're going to play the heart attack gun piece from the congressional hearings, from the church committee. But I want to go back to Joe Biggs for just a moment and then back to Kit Daniels, who we haven't talked to yet. But I'm telling you, you couldn't write a Tom Clancy book this crazy. Truth is stranger than fiction, Joe. I wish he wouldn't have died. But I really wish he would have died of natural causes. And if they'd have said, well, he was old, might have had some health problems, we're going to do an autopsy and that'll come out. And then we see who is the coroner, what is the evidence, we'd gauge it. But the way they hit the ground running with the scripting, I mean, baby, this is bad.
Well, it happened right before the Republican debate, too. But before the body was even cold, the Democrats are coming out talking about who they're going to get, what they're looking for. I mean, that's kind of a sign there's something going on. The fact that you had this John Poindexter guy coming out originally saying, oh, he died peacefully. Well, how do you know that? You showed up after that, after the fact, apparently. And then there's this pillow on your face, and now all of a sudden you're saying that, well, I had a bad feeling. You know, these guys were frothing at the mouth for this, and then, like you said, you go back to Drudge Report, and you can see that they're talking about possibly putting Loretta Lynch in as his replacement.
Now, let's think about that. Now he's in another newspaper, The Democrat, being interviewed in person by him. I guess he might be a good guy who just doesn't know what's going on. Probably a wonderful guy. I'm sure he is. But going, oh, my gosh, he had a bad feeling just a few hours after he hadn't come out in the morning that he was going to find something. This is bizarre. Let's go to Kit Daniels while I actually pull up the Attorney General Lynch is who they're looking to put in there, the lady that openly says the president can audit whoever he wants, take your guns, you name it. Let's go to Kit Daniels. Kit?
Yes, Alex. It's really interesting to note that Presidio County is a very it's a Democrat-run county, you know, just like you said, the ranch is democratically owned and controlled.
The Democrats like to be close to the border. There's some goodies that go back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one of the few counties in Texas that voted for Obama in 2008, and I also believe in 2012. I mean, there's probably only about six counties that I know of that are heavily Democratic, and Presidio County is one of them. So it would be very easy to control the local officials there when they're on your side.
Exactly. Scalia walked into the perfect bear trap. The whole thing was perfect. And of course, expanding on that, Kit, maybe it is a coincidence and Hillary did win six coin tosses in a row in Iowa.
I doubt that. But it's also interesting to note about Scalia. He was very influential on the formation of the, I think it's called the Federal Society, which is a society for libertarian and conservative law students who, like Scalia, had a vested interest in an originalist interpretation of the Constitution, i.e. how their founding fathers meant the...
Yeah, let's boil it down and come back and talk more on that. He was the only half-decent one there, other than Clarence Thomas, who said, I'm leading a revolution against these revolutionaries to battle them and to stop them, and he was organizing and resisting, and now him dying will intimidate the rest of the court. I'm going to come back to you on that, Kid. Back to Joe Biggs. We'll play the heart attack gun piece and then bring in Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, to get his take, formerly with the National Security Agency. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Doing everything I can to control myself over this Scalia situation, because everything else I've got, I have like five articles that are mainstream news saying World War III could start in the next month as Saudi Arabia, NATO, and others prepare to send in massive ground troops to fight Russians. This has entered just insane levels. Insane levels. And it's because the establishment has decided to go for broke, and so they're going to start killing their enemies. They're going to false flag. They're going to pull all sorts of stuff. And this is the time that I've talked to the military and others. You guys claim that when they really try to get physical and take over, that a lot of you are going to expose what's happening. And that when push comes to shove and you're being asked to openly go out and take out large political swaths of the resistance, that you are going to disregard those illegal orders and do your duty. And I'm not somebody that, quite frankly, shoots my mouth off about physical force and things like that. And I am a person that is engaged in the information war. But I don't say that I believe the information war is stronger because I don't want to shoot my mouth off about physical stuff and be a target. I'm a bigger target because I'm not calling for violence. As soon as Malcolm X stopped being racist, and I get why he was racist because he'd been persecuted, but as soon as he transcended that and started calling for peace and unity, they killed him. Same thing with Martin Luther King, who was never a racist. And they don't want us coming together. It's why I went and met with Louis Faircon. He's not perfect. Nobody's perfect. I'm not lionizing him either, but he doesn't want a race war. And to have him say, I've grown. We don't need this. This isn't the way to fix it. The eugenicists are attacking us all. Let's come together and deal with that. But let's also try to realize that a lot of folks haven't been given some of this dirt, and they need some of it. And that doesn't mean giving them welfare. It means giving people a shot. I understand that. But people need to understand, the point we're at in history is over the top. Wayne Madsen will be with us about 15 minutes in the next hour. Investigative journalist, WayneMadsenReport.com, former of the National Security Agency. We're going to him in about 5 minutes. Paul Watson's host of the fourth hour today, but he's going to be joining me at the bottom of the next hour with bombshell research into that's a Democrat-run county, Democrat judge, Democrat hotel. Scalia eats dinner with the guy. Scalia gets up and says he's tired, goes to bed. The guy says he has a bad feeling in the morning, goes into his room with a Supreme Court justice, and he's dead. And the guy's a black op commando with all sorts of clandestine connections. And then he makes statements like we found a pillow on his face. I mean, this is a message to those that can think. That's how I interpret it. That's the prime vein of intel. That's what the intellect... In all the old police departments, they had the guys that they said, oh, we don't know why this detective busts all these cases and seems to know where to look, but he's got the nose. It's not a nose. It's you've got so much data, so much info, so much understanding of different criminal groups that you learn the signs and patterns in people, and then as you study more and more knowledge, it becomes like you're them, and you just know how they're operating. And then when you see these statements, I got to just tell you, this looks like a giant threat to everybody and is meant to be double-edged. It's very sophisticated. For anybody that actually understands how things works, it's a total threat. Everybody better get in line or you're next. And for the general public, it's just mindless confusion on purpose, fog of war, where they will do operations and just do a bunch of weird, confusing things in the midst of it that witnesses see in things that then just gets added to it so you don't know what you saw. It'd be like drugging a woman and then dressing up in, you know, an Easter Bunny outfit while you did it and, you know, running around in circles. So later they tell the cops that and they sound like a schizophrenic. That's from declassified CIA mind control stuff where they would get kids and do things far worse and just so whack them out and so screw with them that what they said later was so crazy the police wouldn't believe them. And so that's basically what I see they're doing here. I mean, this is unbelievable enemy signature. I mean, it is in fuego how obvious it is. It is giant red flashing light, red flags going off, balloons going off, alarms going off. This is a message. The head of Russian intelligence at 54 dropped dead, and the Russians come out and say, we're preparing for World War III. We're under attack. There's infiltrators. They start, they killed the head of Russian intelligence. That's what I'm telling you, folks. They took the gloves off, and they are going for broke on every front. And I just want to ask the people in the Pentagon, the FBI, and everybody else, are you really going to go along with this? Now, we're going to Wayne Madsen in a moment. Going back to the point we're trying to make, we have the article here about the head of the Justice Department, Justice Ginsburg, details death threat, death in office, a rarity for modern Supreme Court justices. I would not like to be replaced by someone who would undo everything I did. And then it goes in to say that Loretta Lynch is the most likely candidate, according to the White House. Senate Dems pass resolution against election year appointments, but now they're demanding it. And Kurt Nemo's article at Infowars.com is so key. Obama may use nuclear option to appoint a Supreme Court justice. Obama's past constitutional violations paved the way for liberal domination of the highest court. That's right. They're preparing to just appoint and bypass Congress. Never before done. But you never saw people win six coin tosses in a row to win Iowa. You never saw folks lose by 20 points and get the superdelegates and win. This is the season. You never saw them go on the news and say the word mother and father is bad. You never saw them say founding father's bad. You never saw them deliver armored vehicles to every police department and announce that war with the veterans and gun owners is about to come. Well, of course it's about to come. They're not going to give us a choice. They're going to start killing everybody. I've been warning you about this for a long time. If Ron Paul suddenly falls off his bike and hits his head, and then Matt Drudge dies in a car wreck, and Alex Jones gets arrested, you know, dead with a hooker with a heroin needle in his arm, I don't do that, and I don't take drugs. I'm telling you, folks, this is a takeover. And every other indicator shows it. We expected something like this. We warned you. And now get ready for hell to be released, because if they killed him, and maybe she won six coin tosses in a row, and maybe he died of natural causes, and they came out and told us he had a pillow on his face, and we're not having an autopsy and all this bull. Maybe then everything's okay, and 2 + 2 = 5. Joe Biggs, I'm Randy. You got about 3 minutes. We're going to play the heart attack gun piece and get some final comments from Kit Daniels.
This death or murder has huge implications for the future of America. Like you said, if they appoint Loretta Lynch as his predecessor, they bring her in. Now we have to look at who it is that she actually supports. Is she more on Bernie's side or Hillary's side? I guarantee you, if they put her in, it's going to be a Democrat that wins. I think that's going to be something that's going to happen right there. If they bring in someone like that, and Obama doesn't wait for the next president to make that decision, they're going to force that in there.
If they're able to kill Scalia and steal the Supreme Court, they will just basically steal the election. It won't matter.
Yeah. It's going to go that way, I believe.
Well, remember what Larry Nichols kept saying? I hope he's not too sick to come on. Have you guys called him yet? Because he's literally fighting for his life right now. He said, get ready for people to start dying as a message to D.C. to not go after Hillary. And I guarantee you, Nichols.
I mean, if you watch Republican debate on Saturday night, I mean, Trump was in a stacked crowd against him. They were literally trying to mob this man. Even though he won the polls, everyone who watched that debate saw that he came out. He stood his ground against George Bush, against the Bush family. He stood his ground about 9/11, and he was booed and booed. They bought out that entire crowd to make him look bad because he's a front runner. But he still won the polls. But just for a sheep, someone viewing that would go, oh, my God, maybe this guy's bad. You know, they're trying to demonize him while doing all of this stuff as well with Loretta Lynch bringing in, all this stuff. I mean, it's crazy what's going to happen. I'm telling you, 2016 could be the year that it's, you know, it,
well,
it
we know, together. I agree. We know that political assassinations have been just ubiquitous throughout history. It's a fact. And the fact that they now act like it's even weird to ask for an autopsy. Look at this crazy Alex Jones. He says, look out if they don't do an autopsy. Within an hour and a half of being announced, I go, if there's not an autopsy, folks, look out. The fact that they already announced this and said it appears to be natural causes, this stinks. This is a super powerful public figure, key decision maker, even more important than the president right now. Mm-hmm. He's dead, and it's all these different stories. Heart attack wasn't a heart attack, and they have hundreds of articles saying I'm a crazy kook and dangerous and nuts. So, I mean, it doesn't get more obvious than this. I want to play this heart attack gun piece where they fire this little ice crystal into your heart. It's normally done at point-blank range, and they just come up, boom, shoot it between the ribs. It goes into the heart. It's a tiny hole, but causes you to bleed out. And then, of course, you don't want an autopsy to show that happened, but that's not how I would do it. And generally, if you got somebody like this, one of their favorite ways is with a pillow. Asphyxiation. It's very hard to prove how it happened. And you just go in and have, boom, you go in, and three people lay across him. You put the pillow over his face.
I mean, it could have been poisoned.
Dead in 3 minutes.
It could have been poisoned as well. He said he was feeling tired all of a sudden. He left the party early and went.
Well, they can also drug you, and so there's not a struggle. They are into power, so they like to do it dignified with somebody like him. So there's a chance, yeah, that he was drugged and then drugged at dinner and then killed. And we have to do this speculation and act like it's horrible we're doing it because there's no police. This is a Democrat-run county known for all the narcotics trafficking, probably one of the most corrupt counties in America. And so we have to sit here and point all this out. I'm sorry. It's a fact.
He's an important man, and the person who's going to replace him is going to have a huge effect on our country.
That's right. Joe Biggs, continue reporting. Great job. Let's go to this clip right now of the ice gun. Then we're going to get a comment from Kit Daniels, and we're going to go to our guest here. I appreciate joining us on short notice, InfoWars reporter Wayne Mattson. And I don't know his take on this yet. We're about to find out. That's how I do it. I just respect his opinion, and his analysis will go to him. But here is the piece on the heart attack gun from the church hearings that Joe Biggs pointed out. Here it is.
So I had to find, one time they wanted me to find out if there was such a thing as a poison that was undetectable, especially one that seemed to mimic a heart attack that would kill someone, but it would appear that they had a heart attack. I did find such a thing.
Does this pistol fire the dart?
Yes, it does, Mr. Chairman, and a special one was developed which potentially would be able to enter the target without perception.
The poison was frozen into some sort of dart, and then it was shot at very high speed into the person, so at, when it reached the person, it would melt inside them, and the only thing would be like one little tiny red dot on their body, which is hard to detect. There wouldn't be a needle left or anything like that.
Yeah,
in
they
the
also
person.
Shoot it in the front of the
But also the toxin itself would not appear in the autopsy?
Yes, so that there was no way of perceiving that the target was him.
Have you brought with you some of those devices which would have enabled the CIA to use this poison for,
we have indeed,
for killing people?
The round thing at the top is obviously the sight. It works by electricity. There's a battery in the candle.
How about these guys on stage were killed?
A small dart.
And the dart itself, when it strikes the target, does the target know that he's been hit and about to die?
A special one was developed which potentially would be able to enter the target without perception.
All right.
As a murder instrument.
Let's stop right there. That full video is up on InfoWars.com. But, oh, even saying they could assassinate people is wrong, is bad, is insane, is crazy. My dad, who's well-researched, pointed out that what he thought, which means he heard from people he knows, made Hosni Mubarak suddenly become a vegetable for a while, is they've got high-powered ultrasound paddles that they just put on your carotid arteries that break loose all the buildup and cause strokes. And they just sit there and do it when you're drugged until they have you hooked up to an EKG, see a stroke started, and then you just stop. And it's a stroke. That's so loving. But we shouldn't talk about all this, should we? I mean, again, I have had family. And I don't know the details because I wasn't told. I was told by one of these people, you're lucky you're not dead, when he read my book, who was an Army officer and then was recruited into CIA death squads in America. So folks just need to grow up and stop being ignorant about all this. Now, let's go to Kit Daniels, then we're going to Wayne Mattson. Kit, briefly, final points on what you were bringing up early. Scalia trying to lead a movement to at least preserve some parts of the Constitution wasn't perfect. This looks like perfect timing.
Yeah, Scalia was the ideal candidate for a political assassination because he was going around to law schools across the country and giving standing room only speeches on encouraging law students to become the next generation of constitutionalists. Now, that reminds me a lot of Ron Paul. Scalia was about the only one other person besides Ron Paul, a few others, that was doing just that. And this is the guy who was a lone man on the Supreme Court that was going to stand up against Obama's executive actions on gun control, amnesty. He was expected to vote no on the upcoming case on immigration, I think, in
carbon
April.
Taxes. He was going to defeat the whole agenda.
Yeah.
And now he drove into a black op commander's hotel in the middle of nowhere in a Democrat-run corrupt county and had sat there at the table with the black op commander who found him dead with a pillow over his face, but there'll be no investigation.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really, for a final comment, it's really interesting to note that I think in 2003, he reclused himself from a Supreme Court case where an atheist was suing a school district because his daughter had to do the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, one nation under God. Because Scalia, in a public speech before that, he talked about how the courts in the country were using the Establishment Clause to attack Christianity, and they were just completely abusing it. And he said that's not what the founding fathers intended with the Establishment Clause. So this is a Reagan ideologist that was the lone man that was standing between Obama and his war on not only Christianity, but the Constitution itself.
Absolutely. Do you agree with me that this signifies they're dropping the hammer a whole new level?
Oh, absolutely. To me, Scalia was kind of like the Matt Drudge of the Supreme Court. I mean, he kind of had that influence as far as not only being an ideologist who stood up for the Constitution and conservatism in general, but also encouraging an audience of millions of people to do the same thing.
Yeah, I don't usually sit here and, you know, try to communicate with Drudge. I could call him or I could, you know, email him, but I leave him alone. He, you know, we're both busy. And Drudge is really smart, but I'm probably going to try to call him today. And I never do that. And I'm going to call a bunch of other people, too, and really think what the best thinking is on this. But it's probably time for him to make a statement, other people, because this is the test. I mean, if we don't come out and say, we want a criminal investigation, we want independent stuff, this is dangerous, then more people are going to start dying. And or we can just escape the country and wait for him to hunt us down overseas. I mean, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, swims like a duck, it is a duck, and it's just horrible. Kit Daniels, thank you for your great analysis and great work. I know you're trying to write an article on this. I drug you in here, so thank you for joining us.
I appreciate it, Alex.
I'm skipping another network break. I'm just too intense here. I just have too much to cover, and I want to go to Wayne Mattson. I appreciate him holding the last 15 minutes while I talk to those two reporters. Wayne, my head is spinning right now. I mean, I don't know which angle to hit this from. I mean, I really respect your view. I know you write for Infowars.com, but I did not visit WayneMadsenReport.com. I just thought of you this morning and said, let's get Wayne on and see what he thinks. So, Wayne, I don't know if you mesh with our concerns or if you augment them or you disagree. What are you thinking is happening?
Well, you know, at the very least, here we have another death of a high-ranking federal official in the state of Texas, and no Texas autopsy. What happened, from 1963, where the local medical examiner in Dallas said President Kennedy's body cannot leave the state of Texas until an autopsy is performed here? There was a botched one conducted later at Bethesda by the Fed.
And the brain disappeared.
Yeah. But so where have we gone in the last 53 years since that? Why was it important to keep President Kennedy in Texas for an autopsy, but it wasn't important to keep Scalia in Texas for an autopsy? I know the family said they didn't want one done, but there was these suspicious circumstances. Obviously, who is this John R. Poindexter? He's not the one from Iran-Contra. People have made that mistake. That's retired Admiral John M. Poindexter. But who is this guy? Apparently, Scalia did not have a past close relationship with him. It's not like where Scalia and Cheney both went to that other ranch to hunt quail, where Cheney shot his lawyer a few years ago. So there are some, but the sure way to create questions is to not conduct an autopsy. Now, to Democrats who say they, you know, good riddance to Scalia, I would point out not only was there one icon involved in this situation in Texas with no state autopsy being performed, but two other Democratic icons died suddenly, and again, no autopsy was performed. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president of the United States, died in Warm Springs, Georgia, April 1945. And can you imagine the president had no autopsy performed on him?
And the word is they killed him. And of course, we also have Woodrow Wilson, yeah. Not a good guy, but he wrote a letter saying, I'm going to oppose all this globalism. I got conned. And the word is he got poisoned.
Yeah. And I would also point out that Adlai Stevenson, the Democratic candidate for president twice in the 1950s, dropped dead. They said of a massive heart attack in London. He had just met with the Prime Minister, Harold Wilson. Yet, because two governments were involved, Britain and the United States, there's some question about that autopsy as well.
Let me ask you a question. We got Princess Diana, and then it came out they murdered her, even the autopsy, and then they had a King's Commission or Queen's Commission say it wasn't. You know, formerly, even in the NSA, you've been in, you know, the naval intelligence area. You've been in all these different facets. You've reported on national security for 30 years. You're one of the first big NSA whistleblowers. So knowing how inside baseball works, either they screwed up so bad and he died naturally and they did everything perfectly to make it look like he was killed, just magically this happened, or they killed him but want everybody to then know they killed him. We found a pillow on his face. We came in 2 hours after breakfast and had a bad feeling. I mean, it's just, it's made to look like they killed him.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a threat to the other Supreme Court people?
Well, I'd like to know where the U.S. Marshals Service was. Now,
it says he didn't want his security. He just magically went down to this narcotics, you know, corrupt Democrat-run area on the border, and then he just magically, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right, but the U.S. Marshals Service is like the Secret Service for the president and the candidate.
They're not supposed to follow those orders. They're not supposed to follow those orders, exactly.
Yeah, and, I mean, he has marshal protection when he's in Washington, and why did it lapse when he went down to this ranch in Texas? They did quote the Marshal Service saying they hadn't initially investigated his death along with the FBI and concluded that there was no foul play. Now, that was in the initial report. Why would they even say anything about foul play?
Exactly.
There you go. Because, you know, especially with no autopsy.
Let's be clear. They helicoptered in a federal marshal about 5 hours after he was found dead, and within 30 minutes, I've got the timeline. We're doing a story on it because they call a TV station to make the announcement, but Obama was told 2 hours before. So an anonymous federal marshal said, it's not foul play, which is totally suspicious. It's natural. No autopsy needed because he's now a coroner.
Right, exactly. And if you want to start, it's like every other situation. If you want to start a raft of conspiracy theories, don't do an autopsy. So, you know, if they're complaining now about all these theories being bandied about, it's their fault. They should have cleared it up immediately. And that's not to say that you can believe an autopsy either. You know, it depends on who performs it. And in this case, because...
remember Fahmy Malik and the Clintons and...
Yeah, and you know, that this particular county and but you've got basically a justice of the peace determining what the cause of death was. This woman who's...
That's like having a gardener doing brain surgery.
Yeah, I mean, so we got this justice of the peace named, her first name is Cinderella. It's like a fairy tale, just like Cinderella. Whether people like
it. What about the changing of the story, Wayne? I mean, you know, he died of natural causes, heart attack. Well, are you a doctor? Well, it was a heart attack.
I mean, not all that would have been thought by professionals being present. And that would have been certified.
And that's what everyone does. You call the police. The cops know their job. An ambulance takes them into a medical examiner to decide whether there's going to be an autopsy. They default ignored all the default systems, the law.
That's right. And these ranches seem to, when people, there's an incident on one of these quail hunting ranches down there. Remember, they withheld Cheney shooting his lawyer for like all overnight. We didn't know about it till late in the next day.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on those ranches. Stay there, Wayne Massey.
Yeah, right.
Incredibly smart guy, folks. I won't get near those Texas ranches down there. I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but everybody knows about the ZZ Top song, LaGrange. They got some nice, nice girls. Folks, I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. We're going to break. I have skip breaks, you name it. I am out of control. We got to fund our operation. We have a George Washington special running just for the next 24 hours. 20% off all the 1776 Patriot apparel, T-shirts, Molon Labe, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, 24 hours only. And citizen rule books, constitutions, famous quotes, these are at cost with bulk purchases on President's Day. Anthroplex is about to sell out, so that special 15% off is over. You can sign up for auto ship and still get it, but it's about to be totally sold out. But we're going to bring in a super male and super female vitality special this week, 20% off, unprecedented. You've heard the rave reviews for super male and super female vitality. Now it's 20% off. No excuse to try what this has done for myself and others. I mean, wow, my life is so much better since I started taking this 3 years ago. I've lost 70-something pounds. Everybody's seen the difference. This is just what God gave us through Mother Nature. InfoWarsLife.com, and your funding funds the tip of the spear, and they hate you funding us. They demonize it. Continue. We salute you. InfoWarsLife.com.